This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today unveiled various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees during the Kaushal Dikshant Samaroh, which is being held at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. The Prime Minister launched the Pradhan Mantri Skilling and Employability Transformation through Upgraded ITIs PM Setu. It is a centrally sponsored scheme with an investment of 60,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated 1,200 vocational skill labs established in 400 Navodaya Vidyalayas and 200 Eklavya model residential schools across 34 states and union territories. The Prime Minister also launched Bihar's revamped Mukhya Mantri Nischay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, under which nearly 5 lakh graduate youth every year will receive a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees for 2 years along with free skill training. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister said his government is preparing the Yuva Shakti to lead the future with strong focus on skilling and innovation. Recalling the contribution of Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur, Prime Minister said that he devoted his entire life to social service. Mr. Modi said that a skill university which is being established in his name will serve as a powerful means to carry forward that vision. PM Modi also felicitated 46 All India toppers from Industrial Training Institute under the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship at the event. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah will launch Majegar scheme in Goa this evening. The Majegar scheme aims to regularize unauthorized houses across Goa. The scheme will also cover evacuee property, land under the Forest Rights Act and structures on government land, etc. On the occasion, Amit Shah is also expected to virtually inaugurate several key projects. This include the new Goa Dental College building, the Smart City Stadium at Kempal, and foundation laying of important infrastructure initiatives such as Junta House, the ambitious Prasant Stambh, and NBCC projects. MOU will also be signed between Medabi Skills University and Goa's Human Resource Development Corporation provide free online skill education. GST Bachav Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the tax cut on commercial goods vehicles.
In a major relief for the logistic and transport sector, the government has reduced the tax rates on commercial goods vehicles including trucks and delivery vans. The GST rate has been brought down from 28% to 18%, aiming to ease the operational cost for small and medium transport operators and boost the movement of goods across the country. This reduction will revive India's transport and logistics sector, additionally reducing GST slashes upfront capital cost of truck and lowering freight rate per ton kilometer. The move will revitalize the country's supply chain, improve export competitiveness. This rationalization under the next generation GST reforms will mark a significant step leading to cheaper movement of agri goods, cement, steel, FMCG and e-commerce deliveries. With Shivang Rohan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today launched the nationwide Aapki Punji Aapka Adhikar campaign from Gandhinagar, Gujarat. The campaign aims to facilitate the speedy settlement of unclaimed financial assets lying across various sectors of financial system. Addressing the gathering, the finance minister said the campaign will ensure the rightful return of unclaimed deposits to their legitimate claimants. The election commission led by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar today held deliberations with political parties with the preparedness of the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. Representatives from political parties like BJP, JDU, RJD, Left and 8 others submitted their views and suggestions for free, fair, inclusive and peaceful elections. Police are on high alert in Bareilly and neighbouring districts in view of visit of Samajwadi Party's delegation to violence-hit areas of Bareilly. Police have taken action against 83 people so far in connection with the violence that hit the city on 26 September. Union Health Ministry has advised that cough and cold medications should not be prescribed or dispensed to children below 2 years of age. In an advisory, the ministry said these are generally not recommended for children below 5 years and above, that any use should follow careful clinical evaluation with close supervision. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.